privy to. We began saying slichos last night, at least all the Ashkenazim amongst us, which I think is actually all of us right now. And in a certain sense, slichos always has a little bit of a little bit of a positive experience. It definitely has a certain kind of feel. I don't know, positive, a certain kind of feel you have when you are there. Oddly enough, again, we haven't learned the Gadot in the morning in a while, but I thought it would make sense to do it at least you know, for today. Oddly enough, despite some of the enthusiasm sometimes that comes the first night of slichos, I don't even know who davened in the yeshiva last night. I davened with Yaakov sitting outside, but when you hear that first Asher Yosher Vesecha, it definitely brings us back to a particular time. As Yaakov was reflecting last night, you know, if you speak about what Rosh Hashanah means, if he would have told us a year ago that we'd be davening slichos, you know, outside, he said I never would have believed that. You know, before he got up, even one of the people in the community said, you know, Yaakovson, we're not the 250 people that you normally have at the Hesder Yeshiva, but you know, all 14 of us here will do our best to you know, to be there behind you. And it's definitely, you know, not kind of an experience. But what happens is, though, sometimes slichos is also just very tiring. It's very tiring. It messes with our schedule. Typically, in most places, slichos, it has to. If you're productive enough in your day and you add in a half hour that many of us may have felt like we didn't really have that half hour to give up suddenly. A half hour of sleep, maybe we didn't have the half hour of sleep to give up. Maybe a part of other parts of our schedule. And sometimes, oddly enough, slichos, which is supposed to be something which raises us up, so sometimes it can become something which actually, oddly enough, comes almost with a little bit of a weakening of the quality of learning, which is definitely not what we're hoping for. And I thought along those lines, it would be worthwhile to learn just for a little bit this morning. Before we go up to the Beis Medrash, just a little bit this morning to speak about slichos. I do that because I think part of our job is to not just understand the Gemara we're learning normally in the morning, but to prepare ourselves for the entire experience. So I want to speak a little bit about slichos and to give us some insight into what slichos is, primarily based on a comment, a Gadic comment in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin on the base. So let me begin as follows. There's a well-known comment of the Levush, which can give us some context as far as slichos as a whole. The Levush points out it's a little bit odd that we say a Kaddish of Tiskabel, the long Kaddish Shalem, at the end of slichos. Typically, Kaddish Tiskabel only comes after Shemona Esrei. Says Levush, what's going on? So he points out that all of slichos, in many ways, is modeled after a regular tefillah, like a tefillah like mincha. We start with Ashrei, we then have a Kaddish. At the end, we have a Tachanun and a Kaddish Tiskabel. It sort of goes like that. But what seems to be sort of like missing is that middle, that during Mincha in general, we have a Shemona Esrei. And suddenly, in the middle of Slichos, we don't really have a Shemona Esrei. So what's going on? So the Levush points out, Vaslichos meyum amido she'omrim bein kol achas v'achas heim b'makom tefila Shemona Esrei, sheker tefila hu yugim amido. That just as many of us know, that when it comes to davening Mincha, undoubtedly the most important part of Mincha is Shemona Esrei. So too, when it comes to slichos, those yud gimel midos, Hashem Hashem, Kerachim v'chanun, that becomes the center point. That becomes the center point for all of slichos. Recitation of the midos, of those midos becomes very, has a lot of halachic implications, discussions in poskim, whether the yud gimel midos are davar shebikdusha, whether you can say them with a minyan or without a minyan, whether you can say them on Zoom, through those are all shayles that people are dealing with. Nowadays, we generally speaking assume that if you are saying slichos independently as a yachid, that you cannot say Hashem Hashem Karachim in the normal way, but you can lane them with the trap. But that becomes in many ways the center point. The Yigim Amidos become where it's all at. And if we're talking about slichos and using slichos as a way of raising us up, not just as a way of sort of tiring us out, so what's the deal with the Yigim Amidos? What exactly is happening? So if you look in the Gemara Shana Daf Yizayin Amud Beis, the Gemara tells as follows. V'yavur Hashem Alpana Vayikra, that's the pasuk we say right before Yigim Amidos. In a certain sense, if not for the pasuk, it'd be impossible to actually articulate what seems to be going on here. What seems to be occurring here? That Derbono Sha'olam, it's like he was Nis'atev, put a talis on, like a Shliach Tibor. He showed Moshe the way that you're supposed to, the way that you're supposed to daven. Amr lo. Kozman shi Yisrael chotim, whenever Bnei Yisrael sins, yasu lefanai kaseder hazeh. Follow these yud gimel midos. V'ani mocha lahem, and then I will forgive you. Hashem, Hashem. And then we go through the different yud gimel midos. Says the Gemara, Amr Yehuda, bris krusel lezot shei midos. There's a certain covenant,
a certain bris established with the Yigam Amidos, she'enen chozros reikam. That if you say the Yigam Amidos, you will not return empty-handed. They work. It's like a guaranteed way of achieving the results that you want. It comes through Yigam Amidos. It comes through the Yigam Amidos. That's exactly how it. It's exactly how it works. Two very brief issues. I should point out, Derech Agav, halachically, this becomes the source. There's an Adrikas Baruch Betalis that the Gaonim assume, or Salvatric extended this, that the importance of when you do cover your head with the talis and when you don't, when saying Slichos to Shliach Tibor, to wrap his head, to put it over his head, and some extending it to all Dvarim Shebek Dusha, that's one sort of thing that emerges from here. But two interesting discussions. One is a Briska Rav. The Griz wonders, is this bris, is this capacity to Yasu the Fanai Keseder Hazeh, says the Briska Rav, is this a phenomenon that is limited to Jews, or does it apply to non-Jews also? And the Griz points out, you know, if you look in the Psukim in Yonah in Perek Dalet, it looks like the non-Jews also were saying Yigam Amidos. And the non-Jews at the time of Yonah looks like they were answered. In that sense, he points out, it seems like on some level that non-Jews can also say it. But doesn't the Gemara Rosh Hashanah imply bris krusa, there's a certain covenant. L'chora, that covenant is limited only for Yisrael. The Pasuk itself is talking about Hinei Anochi Koreis bris, talking about Jews. So does it apply to everyone? Does it only apply to Jews? So the Briska Rav develops the idea, says the Briska Rav like this. When it comes to non-Jews, they have this trick also of saying Yud Gimel Midos. They have this ability to say it, and sometimes they can really be answered. The Mila of Klal Yisrael, that when we say Yud Gimel Midos, there's a bris, there was a covenant, that we will not be Chozer Reikam. That if we say the Yud Gimel Midos well, we can know with a degree of confidence that we are going to be answered in our tefillah. That we're going to get a response. If we're able to say Yigam Amido, it's part of the extra mila of Klal Yisrael. That he points out, Briska Rav, the pasuk parsh Beschanan, Kimi goy gadol shelo elokim krovim eilav, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. That Klal Yisrael has the ability, b'chol kareinu eilav, we always have access. On some level, we always have the ability to tap in to these Yigam Amidos, that, and we will not return empty-handed. The question, which I think is an intriguing question, is as follows. I'll say it a little bit cynically. You'll forgive me for saying so. But many of us say Yigam Amidos, and are we so sure that we are not Chozer Reikam? Are we so sure that it always gets answered? Many of us were wondering about that question. Some of us probably wondering about it and saying, yeah, can I ask that? And some of us saying, yeah, that bothers me. And some of us saying, kind of, we're never Chozer Reikam. I don't know. Everyone with their own perspective. But what exactly is going on? So if you look at Rashi, Rash as bris krusa l'sodos remidos halalu shem yaskirim Yisrael b'tfilas ta'anisam ena chozos reikam. So the first thing that Rashi adds for us is that it is mentioning the l'sodos remidos, but it's doing so as part of a fast. Meaning stam, a person says it, maybe they don't have the full guarantee the same way. It has to be b'ta'anisam, part of a ta'anis. Okay, but still. There is another mahalach that you find in many of the mefarshim, which is a very intriguing one, and l'chora, it's meduyak a little bit in the Gemara. And that's as follows. Is saying Yud Gimel Midos, what we're going to say during Slichos, the reason why if you fall behind in Slichos, you should skip ahead to the Yud Gimel Midos, that becomes, like someone asked me, if you fall behind in Ashrei or Pesukei Zimra, you skip ahead to it, it becomes something which we skip towards. Is the Yud Gimel Midos more of what we would call a verbal trick? Like, if you say it, it works. If not, not. Or rather, is it something else? Look at the Maor B'Shemesh, says it very beautifully from Svarim HaKadoshim. U'perishu Rabbeinu HaKadoshim Kavanasam. She'amru im ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh. It doesn't say if you say the Yigam Amidos. It says if you're ya'asu, if you perform them based on this seder. Dehainu, that saying it's not enough. She'yisnahig b'ha Yigam Amidos. Mahu rachum afata rachum. Says the Maor V'Shemesh, one of the great Chassidish Rebbes, post-Chassidish, he's the Talmud of the Chozer Lublin Nomal, Melech of Klan Miskalmish Epstein. He is a grandfather of the Piazetzner. The Piazetzner Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh, is named of Klan Miskalmin after his maternal grandfather, I believe, the Maor v'Shemesh. Many Epsteins are descendants of the Maor v'Shemesh. The Maor v'Shemesh has quotes the Pshat, but many have it, which is as follows. Saying Yud Gimel Midos never works. Saying Yud Gimel Midos works if you are Ya'asu Lefanai Keseder Hazeh. If you become, when you say Rachum, you become a more compassionate, a more merciful person. So then, the Yud Gimel Midos will be able to ensure that you'll come back and that things will be okay. In that sense, when a person says Yud Gimel Midos, in many ways what you are getting is not a special tefillah, but in many ways a curriculum or a how-to guide. If you know how to be successful in Yamim No Ra'im, if you want to know how to prepare yourself to be good and what you should be working on, Ya'asu Lefanai Keseder Hazeh. Think about, build yourself into the kind of person that lives his life with mercy, that lives his life with an understanding of others, that the same way that Tomer Devorah many ways based on this, the same with Hashem, it was always giving to others, even though sometimes people don't give back to Ribono Shel Olam the way that they should. The same way God is patient, so we should be patient. Same way the Ribono Shel Olam provides for others, so we should provide. We should provide for others. And in many ways, Yud Gimel Midos serves, therefore, not as an attempt at articulating or saying particular tefillahs alone, but rather to guide us a little bit. In that sense, Yud Gimel Midos in many ways is something interesting. It is an extra tefillah modeled after tefillahs mincha, the way tefillahs mincha, you know, always works. It's an extra tefillah, it's a chashuv thing to have extra tefillah. But it's also a reminder in many ways of what we're supposed to be thinking about and what we're supposed to be doing, and in many ways what we know we're always supposed to be doing, which is to be good people and to build relationships and to be sensitive to others and to do what we can to provide things for others in a meaningful way. Rachum and Chanun, and to do things the way that we can, that in many ways is what we're searching for. That in many ways is what we're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to do. And Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, when we say the Yud Gimel Midos, as a center point, we hope there can be something which doesn't make us more tired, but channeling Rambam and Hilchos Teshuva, Uri Yishen and Mishinastam, something which can wake us up a little bit, something which can give us a degree of focus. Many of us are going to be a little bit tired. If there are issues, if you are a little bit tired and there are questions about I'm falling apart and the like, your health is always of importance. Your health in this particular tekufa is of the utmost importance. No one should be pushing themselves to the point where they are, where they're, sort of weakening their immune in a tricky spot. Please feel free to, we can have conversations about managing different things, the relative value of slichos versus other parts of your day if things are sort of falling apart a little bit. But let's try our best to be responsible, but to push a little bit. And hopefully that this can be a slichos experience, which doesn't, God forbid, weaken our commitment to get so tired and so sort of worn down, but Be'ezras Hashem can actually build us in a certain sense.